Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf ayin, and we will start on the bottom of Erevin daf samach tes amud beis. That's where I got to on Shabbos. So there, the Mishnah says that in a case of echad no tzein rishus v'notel rishus, so there the Gemara seems to repeat this halacha because we apparently said it at another time. The case there is in a situation where people from the chatzer forgot to, and someone made it, some people forgot to make an eruv. So one person can give rishus to someone else, and he can also you can mevatel your rishus, and someone can mevatel their rishus to you. But the Gemara asked the following question. Hatu lavali, why is the Mishnah repeat this halacha of echad nosin rishus v'notel rishus? He nosin, if the chiddush is that another one person can give his rishus to give over his rishus, then tanina, we have a Mishnah which says the Mishnah already says v'shelahem utarim lo v'lohem, that and that explained that because if one guy forgot to make an eruv, he could be mevatel his portion in the chatzer. So we already have that concept of no sein rishus. If the chiddush is no tel rishus, that others can give him the rishus. Tanina, we also learned that in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says nasnu lo rishusim hu mutar vehein asurim. That if they give him the rishus, if they're mevatel their rishus to him, then he is allowed to carry, and they're not. So the concept of no sein v'no tel rishus, echa no sein v'no tel rishus, that is the case of how yishnaim osim ze al ze, right? She'echa no sein rishus v'no tel rishus. What is that coming to teach you? We already know that. So the Mishnah says seifa itzrichele. So we need it to tell you the halacha of the continuation of the Mishnah. That's shnayim sheshachachu. If two people forgot to make an eruv, then no sein rishus. So that's that. It's in other words that the halacha of one person who forgot that no sein v'no tel rishus we had learned before, but it comes to teach you for the case of two people who forgot that both people can be mevatel the rishus. The Gemara asks, "Hanami pshita? Is this also obvious?" Because we also learned in the Mishnah that no sein lo rishusan hu mutar v'hein asurim. So it seems that more that a rabbim can also mevatel their rishus. So what's the chiddush to tell us that if two people forgot to make an eruv, that both of them can mevatel their rishus? What is it that you might have said? Ligzor dilma asil batule lahu, that maybe we should not allow two people to mevatel their rishus to an individual because we're concerned that maybe because of this heter, they're going to make a mistake and they're going to say that just like two people who didn't make an eruv can mevatel their rishus to an individual, so to an individual can mevatel his rishus to two people who did not make an eruv, and that we saw that that doesn't work. Right? In other words, if two people forgot to make an eruv, then one person cannot be mevatel to the two of them. Because even after the one person's mevatel, his rishus to the two of them, they still don't have rights to carry because they didn't make an eruv chatzeros. So that doesn't work. So you might have thought that just like one person cannot be mevatel to two people, so two people cannot be mevatel to one person. Therefore, the mission is to tell us that we're not concerned about this, that two people can be mevatel the rishus to a yachid, to an individual. So the Mishnah says, ve'ein notlin rishus. So the Gemara asks, lovely, why is Mishnah to repeat this halacha again of ein notlin rishus? Didn't we say in the Mishnah how you shnayim osrim ze al ze, that if there are two people that they aser each other, meaning what? That two people who did not make an eruv, it doesn't help if others are mevatel the rishus to them. So why does the Mishnah have to repeat that and say ein notlin rishus? So the Gemara responds lo tzricha. It's needed. Why? The afogav, the amri lay, that even though the bnei chatzer who are mevatel their rishus, even if they say to one of the two people who did not make an eruv, kni almanas lahaknos, I want you to be acquire our rishus, our rights to the courtyard, on condition that you will be makneit, you'll give over those rights to your friend. So maybe in this case, you can say that the one who's mevatel the rishus, he right away is mevatel to his friend. So maybe he's simply like a shaliach of the people. Maybe he's like a shaliach of the people who made the eruv to mevatel their rishus. And maybe that's okay. Maybe that would work. So the Mishnah says even that doesn't work. It's because that since the if you have a group of people who made an Eruv, right? You have two people who did not make an Eruv, a group of people who did make an Eruv Chatzeros. So since the group of people who made the Eruv Chatzeros, if they were all to be Mevatel, they were just the two people, those two people would not at that moment be allowed to carry because you have two people, right? You have two people who did not make an Eruv Chatzeros at that point. So therefore, even this technicality of saying Kini Amanas Lahaknos would also not work. Now the Gemara is going to now discuss the halacha about an individual who's mevatel his rishus to the rabbim, to the masses. So here the Gemara says the following: Boimine Abaye me Rabba. Abaye asked Rabba the following question: Chamisha sheshruyim bechatzar achas v'shochach echad mehem v'lo eirav. Five people who live in one courtyard, and one of them forget. One of them forgot, and he was not ma'arif his rishus with everyone else. Kishehu mevatel rishuso. When that one person is mevatel his rishus, tzarech levatel lechol echad ve'echad olo. Do you need to mevatel your rishus to each and every one of the chatzer, or no? Or maybe is it sufficient to mevatel your rishus to one member of the b'nei chatzer? And through that, they're all permitted. That maybe you can argue that since all the entire group of, let's say, the entire group of the four, right, the other four of them made an Erev Chatzeros and one didn't. So maybe you can say that all four are like one. And therefore, if I forgot to make an Erev Chatzeros, as long as I'm mevatel my rights in the Chatzer to one of you, then maybe that's sufficient. So Amar Lei, Tzarech Levatel L'Chol Echad Be'Echad. No. And that I need to be mevatel my rishus to each and every one of the bnei chatzer. Eisve, we have a bai asked on Rabba's position from the following brisa: Echad shelo eirav nosim rishusa laechad sheirav, shnayim sheirvu nosim rishusa laechad shelo eirav, ushnayim shelo eirvu nosim rishusa lishnayim sheirvu ola echad shelo eirav. So let's say one person who did not make an Eruv Chatzeros with everyone else from the Bnei Chatzer, he can give his rights, he can mevatel his rights to one of the Bnei Chatzer who made an Eruv, and two people who made an Eruv Chatzeros can be mevatel their rishus, they can give over their rights to one of the people of the Chatzer who did not make an Eruv. And two people who did not make an Eruv, they can give over their rights to two people from the Bnei Chatzer that made an Eruv, or to one person who did not, or a third person who did not make an Eruv. Aval, however, ein echad she'ervu nosin reshuso le'echad shelo eruv. One person who did not make an Eruv cannot give his rights to one person who did not make an Eruv. Ve'ein shnayim she'ervu nosnim reshuson le'shnayim shelo eruv. And also two people who did not make an Eruv cannot give their rights to two people who did not make an Eruv. Ve'ein shnayim shelo ervu nosim reshusan l'shnayim shelo ervu. And also, two people who did not make an Eruv can give their reshus to two people. Two people who did not make an Eruv cannot give their reshus to two people who did not make an Eruv. So we have to try to unpack all this. So let's begin. Katani mihas resha. At the very least, at the beginning of the brisa, what do we say? Echad shelo eirav, nosin reshuso leechad she'eirav. A person who did not make an eruv chatzeros with everyone else can give his reshus. In other words, he can be mevatel his reshus, it seems, to a member of the chatzer who made an eruv. So hechidami, what's the case? Either like achrina bade. If we're talking about a case where there's no one else, just these two people, bahade man eruv, with whom. Did the person, like, there's one person who made an Eruv, right? We know one guy did not make an Eruv in this case, and at least one guy did make an Eruv. So you can't be a case with only two people in the Chatzer, because the guy who made the Eruv, with whom did he make the Eruv? So Ela Pshita de Ika Achrida Badei. So there must be at least three people. So the Reisha's case must be at least three people. One person did not make an Erev, and at least two people who did make an Erev. And what's the halacha? V'katani le'echad she'erev. What does the Braisa say? That if I forgot to make an Erev, then I only need to give my Rishus, I mevatel my Rishus, to the one person who made an Eruv. I don't have to do it to both of them. So that goes against Rabbah, who said that you don't need to, you need to be mevatel to each and every one. The Rabbah Chabayski did have a base. Now he said, what's the case? The case is there were originally three people in the Chatzer. Two of them made an Eruv, and one of them did it. And then one of the people who made the Eruv died. So now you're left with two people. So then you're only mevatel to the one person, but in reality you'd have to be mevatel to each and every person. That's the case. So Gemara asks, Ida Havu Beis, if the case is where there was really three people in the courtyard, two of them made an Eruv, and one of the two made an Eruv died, the name is Seifa, the Seifa of the Brisa says what? Aval Eid Echad, She'erav, Nosin Rishus, Le'echad Shlo Erav. What does the Seifa say? That one person who made an Eruv cannot give his reshus to a person who did not make an eruv. So ve'i dehava umes. If we're talking about a case where there were three people and one of them died, the one who made the eruv, amaylo, why can't the one person who's left from the two who made an eruv, why can't he give his reshus to the person who did not make an eruv with them? Because at that moment there are only two people who did not make an eruv. And why can't one person then mivavato his reshus to his friend and to allow him to use the chatzer? Ela pshita deisei. So there must, obviously, it must be a case that there are three people and the two people made an eruv are both living and both exist. And therefore it must be a case, and therefore that's why one person cannot give his reshus to the other one, because therefore, right, you have three people, two people made an Erev, one person didn't make an Erev. So therefore, that's why one of the people who made an Eruv cannot be Mavatel to the one who did not make an Eruv, because you still have the third guy who asers the first guy who did not make an Erev initially. Umid the Seifa the Isay. So since the Seifa is talking about a case where there are three people and all three people are living, Reisha Dami the Isay. So the Reisha is all talking about we have three people where they're all living. And let's go back. So what did the Reisha say? You have at least three people. One person did not make an Eruv. Two people did make an Eruv. Then the Braisa says that the person who did not make an Eruv, he could be Mavatel his Rishus to only one person who made an Eruv. So this would go against Rabbah, who would say that you need to be Mavatel your Rishus to every single person. So, midi iria, is this a proof? Hakidisa v'akidisa. No, the Braisa is talking about different cases. Who said they're all talking about the same facts? Maybe the Reisha is talking about where there were three people and one of them died, and the Seifa is talking about where there were three people and nobody died. Teda, I'll prove to you that they're talking about different facts. Dikotani Seifa de Reisha, that the second part of the first case says what? And two people who did not make an Eruv can give Rishus to two people who did make an Eruv. So what does that mean? That two people who did not make an Eruv can give to two people who made it, can give Vata Rishus to two people who made an Eruv, but not to one person. Only to two people who made an Eruv together, they can give their rights. In other words, you could only give your rights to two people who made an Eruv, but not to only one of them. So we see from the Braisa that Bittel Rishus, so here we're saying what? That it's not sufficient to be Mevatel simply to one of them. The case is what? Two people who did not make an Eruv, and two people who did make an Eruv. So the two people who did not make an Eruv can only be Mevatel to two people who did make an Eruv, and it's not sufficient to be Mevatel to one of them who made an Eruv. So therefore, and that seems to support Rabbah's position, right? Because you need to be Mevatel to both of them. So now the Gemara is going to try to reconcile the Braisa now, even according to Abaye, right? But Abaye holds that the Braisa approves that if you forgot to make an Eruv, you need to be Mevatel only to one of them, right? That's a debate. Now, Rabbah says you need to be Mevatel to each one, and Abaye says only to one of them. So now we Abai first challenged Rabbah. Now Rabbah says the Braisa is like him, based on the Seifa of the Reisha, the second half of the Reisha. So Abai now wants to say, no, the Braisa can support me also. That when the Braisa says, my Lishnayim, Lecha Mishnayim, when the Braisa says, Ushnayim Shlo Ervu, Nosti Meshusam Lishnayim She'ervu, that two people who do not make an Erev Chatzeros, they can be involved to the Rishus to Shnayim She'ervu, means to one of the two who made the Erev Chatzeros, but you don't need to make it to be involved to the Rishus to both of them. Gemara asks, if that's so, if that's really true, then Lisne Le'echot She'erav O Le'echot Shelo Erev, then the Brisa should have been more precise. It should have said they can be involved to the Rishus to one person who made an Erev or to one person who did not make an Erev. Why should you distinguish in between Mevatel, like there's why are you being changing your language, whether you're Mevatel to one who made an Erev or Mevatel to the one who did not make an Erev? Because if there's no difference now, so then we should have the Tana could have learned it like this, Le'echad She'erav O Le'echad Shelo Erev, because there's no difference. That would be a more precise language. So Kasha, so that is it remains a question. So now the Gemara is going to return to explain the Braisa according to Rabbah and Abaye. So the Braisa says the following, Echad Shelo Erev, no sin reshuso le'echad she'erev. The Braisa said that a person who did not make an Erev, so let's say Reuven didn't make an Erev, so he gives his reshus to Shimon, who did make an Erev. La Abaye, so according to Abaye, the Isay. So the case is where there is, right, Shimon and Levi. The Kamash Malan, right, so there's Shimon and Levi, and Reuven did not make an Erev, so he can be Mevatel as reshus simply to Shimon, and that's good enough. The Kamash Malan, the Inter Chlevatel reshus kol Echad ve'Echad, you don't need to Mevatel reshus to both Shimon and Levi, to Shimon is sufficient. For Rabbah, but however Rabbah, the Havo Meis, he holds the case is what? Levi died, so now you're left with Shimon. And so he would say, V'lo gazrin and zimnim de isay. And therefore, that case, Reuven can be vatal just to Shimon. And we're not making a gzera that we're not going to make a gzera and say that maybe Reuven should not be allowed to be vatal his reshus to Shimon in this case. Because if we allow him to be mevatel his reshus to Shimon in this case, maybe he'll be mevatel his reshus in a case where Levi is also alive. Now, the Braisa also says, Ushnaim she'erav nosim reshusim le'echad shelo erav. And two people who made an erav chatzeros, they can be mevatel their reshus to a person who did not make an erav chatzeros. Pshita, isn't that obvious? Because we said this in the Mishnah. Right, what do we say in the Mishnah? That a person who did not make an Eruv, he can be vatal to Rishus. Two people made an Eruv. So the Gemara says, Ma'udatema, what is it that you might have said? Kevan de lo Eruv, since, let's say, Reuven Shimon made an Eruv, Levi did not make an Eruv. Since Levi did not make an Eruv, Liknes say we should penalize him and say that Reuven Shimon cannot be vatal to Rishus to him. Kamash Malan, so comes to teach us that we don't penalize him. The Braisa also says, Ushnaim shel Erev nosim reshusim l'shnaim shel Erev. Reuven and Shimon, they didn't make an Erev. They can be mevatel their reshus to Levi and Yehuda, who did make an Erev. Liv Rabbah, according to Rabbah, who holds that Reuven and Shimon, who did not make an Erev, they need to be mevatel their reshus to eat to both Levi and Yehuda. The Tana needs to teach us that they need to be mevatel the reshus to both of them. Why? Because Tana Seifa Legaluye Reisha. So the Tana taught this halacha at the end of the Braisa to teach us the beginning of the Braisa. That, because in other words, here we're explicit, right? Two people who did not make an Eruv, they need to be mevatel to both people. So Rabbi is saying we need to be explicit about this to teach us that what? That to explain the beginning of the Braisa. Because what does it say in the beginning of the Braisa? That when say Reuven is mevatel his reshus to Shimon, Reuven who did not make an Eruv, is mevatel his reshus to Shimon who did make an Eruv, that's only talking about a case where there was a third person, Levi, and he died. It's a strange case. Like why are we creating, why are we saying that's the case? That doesn't seem to be the pashtus, the simple reading of the Braisa. So therefore, you need the Seifa, the end case of the Braisa, to tell you that if two people did not make an Eruv, they need to be Mavato their Rishus to both people to clarify that that is exactly what the Rish is talking about. However, La'abaye, according to Abaye, who says that you only need to be Mavato your Rishus to one of them, Shnaim Shelo Ervu, Itz Trichele, we still need this case for the following reason. So I might have thought to say that in the case where two people did not make an Eruv, they are not allowed to be Mavato their Rishus to the two people who did make an Eruv, to one of them at least, because maybe you would make a mistake and you would say that even though others are able to be Mavato to the two people who did not make an Eruv, and then that would not work. In other words, we're only allowing two people who did not make an Eruv to be Mavato their Rishus to two people who did make an Eruv. And Abaye is saying, we need to tell you that, because you might have thought that maybe we would say, you're not allowed to do that. Why? Because if I see that Reuven and Shimon, who did not make an Eruv, are allowed to Mavato the Rishus to Levi and Yehuda, who did make an Eruv, then I might say that, you know what? The flip side is also true. Levi and Yehuda, who did make an Eruv, can be Mavato the Rishus to Reuven and Shimon, who did not make an Eruv. We know from our Mishnah, that that's not allowed. So you might have said, let's make a Gzeira, not even to allow the two people who did not make an Eruv two people who did make an Eruv, mashallah, we allow that. And the Braisa also says, O le'echad shelo Eruv, that two people did not make an Eruv chatzeros, Reuven Shimon, they could be mevatel their rishus to two people who made an Eruv, or to one person who did not make an Eruv. Gemara asks, Lamali, what I need to say that two people did not make an Eruv can be mevato their rishus to one person who did not make an Eruv. So, ma'odetain, what is it you might have said? Honey, mili, where do we say you're allowed to be mevato your rishus? That's hecha debik sasad ervu ubik sasad lo ervu. That's only the case where some people from the chatzer made an Eruv and some people from the chatzer did not make an Eruv. So, in this case, you can make an Eruv. And basically, the people who did not make an Eruv are mevatel their rishus, the people who did make an Eruv. Aval hecha de kulan lo Eruv, maybe in a case where nobody from the Bnei Chatzer made an Eruv. Maybe lik nisinhu, maybe we're going to penalize the Bnei Chatzer, saying, you know what? Nobody can be mevatel rishus to one guy. Why? Kedei shlo tishtakach toras Eruv. So that the concept of Eruv will not be forgotten. So we're going to penalize them. Kamashulan, no. We come to teach us that three people in a chatzer, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, none of them made an Eruv chatzeros. Two of them, Reuven, Shimon, can be mevato their rishus to Levi. That's fine. Because after they do that, Levi has the rights to the whole chatzer. That's fine. The only problem it would be if Levi would be mevato his rishus to Reuven, Shimon, that would have worked. Because then Reuven, Shimon still cannot carry, because you still have a situation of two people in a chatzer who did not make an Eruv chatzeros. But we're not going to make gzeros here. So now, still, the Braisa, continue. Aval, ein echad she'erav, no sein reshusa le'echad she'lo erav. Okay? One person who made an eruv cannot be mevatel to one person who did not make an eruv. Le'abaye, tana seifa le'galuye resha, according to Abaye, who holds that if you're mevatel reshus, you don't need to mevatel each and every person for b'nei achatzer. And that which we said le'echad she'erav means to one of the two people who made an eruv. So now the Tana comes to teach us that one of the two who made an eruv cannot be mevatel his rishus to one person who did not make an eruv. Right now that you have Reuven and Shimon and you have Levi, Reuven and Shimon made an eruv. Levi did not make an eruv. Reuven cannot be mevatel his rishus to Levi, right? Obviously, this will not help, right? Because there's still another guy. So obviously, it doesn't help. So why is he telling you this halacha? Tana seifa legaluye resha. So the Tana who learned this halacha, that if you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Reuven and Shimon made an Eruv, Levi did not make an Eruv, so Reuven cannot be mevatel his rishus to Levi, comes to teach us that what? The beginning of the Braisa. That just like right? The Brisa used this language of Echad She'erav, even though you need to say that it's talking about two people. It's to tell you that the case above, to tell you that the racious case is the case where everyone's living, because if one of them died, right, then the second one could be mevatel reshus to the other one who did not make an erev, and the bittul would work. So therefore, the case of echad she'erav is talking about one of the two people who made an eruv. So therefore, the beginning of the brisa, which says what echad shelo eruv is mevatel to the one who made an eruv. So we're talking about, you know, Abaye is saying that just like this case is talking about where all three people are alive, so too the Reisha is talking about where all three people are alive, right? That was the question. Remember that Reisha, where we're saying where one person is mevatel to the other person, right? So there we're talking about, right, one person who didn't make an Eruv is mevatel the person who did make an Eruv. So there we're talking about where all three of them are alive, right? There's a third guy and they're still alive. So just like the Seif is talking about where all three people are alive, so too the Reisha is also talking about where all three people are alive. But the Rabbah, Aidi de Tani Reisha, Tananami Seifa. Since the Reisha is talking about a case of, since the first part of the Reisha, we're talking about a person who did not make an Eruv, that he's Mavato Zeshus to someone who did make an Eruv. So the second part is saying the opposite, that it won't help if one of these people who made an Eruv is Mavato Zeshus to the person who didn't make an Eruv. In other words, the case is not, according to Rabbah, the case is not telling you anything new. It's just telling you the opposite of the first case. So there's no chiddush there. But that it's just doing it just to give you the opposite case. Ve'ein shnayim she'ervu nosim reshusan lishnayim shelo ervu. So the Brisa also says that two people who made an eruv cannot be mavato their reshus, so two people who did not make an eruv. Ha tu lavali, why does he need to tell you that? It's obvious. We have that from... We know this because after your mevatel, even if the two people who made an eruv are mevatel, the reshus people who did not make an eruv, then you're left still with two people who are in a reshus that did not make an eruv, so they can't carry. So what it's an obvious case. So lo tzricha devatel echad minay lechav, right? So the case is where one of the two people who did not make an Eruv then goes and he's Mevatel's Reshus to the other guy who didn't make an Eruv. So in other words, what's the case? You have four people, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon made an Eruv. Levi and Yehuda did not make an Eruv. Reuven and Shimon are Mevatel the Reshus to Levi and Yehuda. And then Levi is Mevatel his Reshus to Yehuda. So Ma'atatem, at least maybe now you could say it should be permitted to Yehuda to carry, because they're all Mevatel now to Yehuda. Kamash Malan, Kamtijas, came into the Vatel. At the time when Ruve and Shimon are Vatel their Rishus to Levi and Yehuda, who did not make an Eruv, Lo Vale Shayusa B'Hachatzer. At that point, Levi and Yehuda are not permitted to carry in the Chatzer because they did not make an Eruv Chatzeros. So therefore, they were not Kone their Rishus. At that moment, they were not Kone their Rishus from Ruve and Shimon. So therefore, therefore it's irrelevant that Yehuda is Mevatel his Rishus. That Levi's mevatel his reshus to Yehuda. Levi did never have the reshus to mevatel to Yehuda, because the moment that Reuben and Shimon mevatel the reshus to Levi and Yehuda, Levi and Yehuda were not kona anything, because there are still two of them who did not make an eruv. The brisa continues, Ein shnayim shlo eruv nosim reshus and shnayim shlo eruv. The two people who did not make an eruv cannot give their reshus to the two who did not make an eruv. Hatu lamali, what's the why is it coming to teach us that? Didn't we already learn that? That just that the two people who made an Eruv cannot be Mavato, the Rishus, two people who did not make an Eruv. And the reason is because the two people who did not make an Eruv won't help if they're Mavato, the Rishus. In other words, the previous case is what? The two people who did not make an Eruv, they have no rights. You can only, here's the key point, you can only be mevatel your reshus, like give over your rights, if you have rights. So the two people who did not make an Eruv, they have no rights. So right, so how is it going to help? The two people, how could they be mevatel their reshus? They have no rights. So lo tzricha da amri kini amanas lahakno. So maybe we're saying that what? Maybe in a case where the mevatlim, right, that the two people who are mevatel their reshus will say that acquire our reshus on condition to be machne to others. So maybe you would say that would work. So we're saying no, that also does not work. Okay, so we're done with this brisa. Okay, now by mine Rava mi Rav Nachman. So Rava asked Rav Nachman the following question: Yorish, let's say a person who inherits the rights of his father who died on Shabbos. The father never made an eruv chatzeros, and he was not mevatel his rishus. Mahu sheyivatel rishus. So can this child, let's say it's a child, can he now be mevatel his rishus? He yarshin, he inherited the rishus of his father, of someone. Can he be mevatel his rishus to other people on Shabbos to allow them to carry or not? So the Gemara says the following. Hecha de'i boy le'aruve me'esel matzi ma'arev. So in a case where if the owners want to be ma'ariv, then when do we say you can be mevatel your rishus on Shabbos? When, if on Erev Shabbos, you could have made an Eruv, Chatzeros, with everyone else, and you did not. So in that case, batuli nami matzi mevatel, then you would be allowed to mevatel on Shabbos. Aval hai, this Yoresh, this one who inherited, kevan de'i boy le'aruve me'esmo. If he wanted to make an Eruv Chatzeros on Erev Shabbos, lo matzi ma'ariv, he would not have been able to make an Eruv Chatzeros. Why? Because he did not own the property. So therefore, lo matzi mevatel. So therefore, you would say what? Based on that principle, he's not allowed to be mevatel his reshus on Shabbos. Or maybe you could say the opposite. You could say a different view. Yorish kar davuhu. That the Yorish is like the leg of his father, meaning he is considered his father. He stands in his place. They're like the same person for this. Just like his father could be mevatel the reshus if he was alive now on Shabbos. So too, the son stands, or the Yorish stands in his stead, and he could also be mevatel his reshus. So Amar Leir of Nachman and Sarava, Ani Omer mevatel, I agree with this second reasoning, the second possibility, that the Yorish can be mevatel his reshus on Shabbos. And Vahari Devei Shmuel Tanu Ein Mevatlin. However, I will point out that the students in the base Midrash of Shmuel said that he cannot be mevatel the rishus. Eisvei. So now the number of Amoraim asked on Rav Nachman. There's a brisa. Zeaklal. This is the rule. Kol shabbat lebikzas Shabbos hutur lekol haShabbos. Kol shadasher lebikzas Shabbos daser lekol haShabbos. Any situation where you're allowed to carry for part of Shabbos, you're allowed to carry for all of Shabbos. And any situation where you're not allowed to carry for part of Shabbos, you are not allowed to carry for the entire Shabbos. Chutz mimavatel rishus, except in a scenario where someone from the Bnei Chotzer forgot to make an Erev on Erev Shabbos, and therefore at the onset of Shabbos he was not allowed to carry, right? So in that case, Bittel helps to allow carrying from the time of Bittel and onwards. So the Gemara now is going to explain the Braisa. When the Braisa says, Kol shehuta lemikza Shabbos mutal kol haShabbos, when the Braisa says that anything that's permitted for part of Shabbos, you're allowed to do all of Shabbos, what's an example of that? Kigod. For example, Eirav derech haPesach v'nistam haPesach, Eirav derech chalon v'nistam chalon. So what's an example? Let's say you have two courtyards, and they are separated by a wall, and there's an opening between the two chatzeros. And let's say you made an Eruv by way of the opening between the two courtyards. Okay, so you have this opening, and you made this Eruv, but then what happened? Nistam HaPesach, let's say the opening is closed. Let's say there was a Mapoles. What's Mapoles? Like a stones fall, whatever, an avalanche somewhere, and that opening is closed. Or maybe you made an Eruv by a window that's at least 4x4 tefachim, and that window was closed in the middle of Shabbos also because of some avalanche of stones. So in this situation, you cannot make an Eruv between the two courtyards because there's no opening between them. Nevertheless, since the Eruv was already valid at the onset of Shabbos, and you're allowed to carry from Chatzer to Chatzer, because of that, you're allowed to carry from Chatzer to Chatzer by, let's say, throwing it or by some small holes that are less than 4x4 tefachim. And when the Braisa says, Zehaklal, this is the rule, Lasuya, what does it come to include? A mavoi. It even comes to include a mavoi, an alleyway, that let's say it has three walls, and you add on the fourth wall a lechi or a koreh, so now you can carry. Now it's considered as if there are four walls. Now you still need to do shitufim avos. Shenitlu korasa v'lechayev. Let's say that the lechi or the koreh was removed. It's not usur to carry in it since it was already permitted at the onset of Shabbos. Now, when the Braisa says kol shenesar lemiksa Shabbos nesar lechol Shabbos kula, the Braisa says that anything that was usur forbidden for part of Shabbos, it was forbidden for all of Shabbos. What's the example? Let's say you had two houses on two sides of the Rishus HaRabim that you were not allowed to care to make an Erev. Why? Because there was no common courtyard, but there was a Rishus HaRabim. I have one house on one side of a main street, and I have another house on another side of the main street. They cannot carry from one to the other. Why? Because there's the middle of the street, the Rishus HaRabim, that separates them. Then on Shabbos, what happens? Non-Jews come and they put up walls in the middle of the streets. So now you have, essentially, you have four walls now between, you have the two walls of the two houses, plus now you have two walls that the non-Jews created, and now you have a courtyard between these two people, but they didn't make an Eruv. So one of them wants to be vatal to the other one, so the other one can carry. So that won't help. Why? Because since carrying was forbidden at the onset of Shabbos, it's forbidden for the entire Shabbos. So, Zaklal. So when the Braisa says this is the rule, Lasuyeh, what does that include? Lasuyeh, so that includes what case? Where you had in a courtyard, you had two Jews, and you had a non-Jew, and the non-Jew did not want to rent his Rishus to the Jew. In this case, right, that if you have two Jews and a non-Jew in one courtyard, then the Jews are not allowed to carry if the non-Jew did not rent his rights to the Jew. And then what happened? Meis nachri b'Shabbos. The non-Jew dies on Shabbos. And now what? You have two Jews, and they both made an Eruv. So in this case, I'm sorry. So you have two Jews, right? You have two Jews, and you have the non-Jew, the non-Jew dies. And however, the two Jews did not make an Eruv before Shabbos. Why? Because the non-Jew wasn't going to rent them their rights. So now it's Shabbos. So now one of them will say, let me move out the marishus to you so you can carry from house to the courtyard. That won't help. Why? Because the carrying was already forbidden to part of Shabbos, already at the onset of Shabbos. And now the Gemara wants to infer from this, v'katani chutz mimavatel rishus. Okay, so there the Braisa says, except if you are, in other words, when we say that anything that's forbidden for part of Shabbos is forbidden for all of Shabbos, except for a scenario of Bittul Rishus, and it doesn't say Chutz Mivatul Rishus Veha Yoresh, except for Bittul Rishus and a Yoresh, which means what? Ihu Ein, that specifically the owners themselves who forgot and did not make an Erev on Erev Shabbos, that's the exception where one can be mevatel his Rishus on Shabbos. Again, let me be very clear. I'll try. The Braisa says that if it's usher at the onset of Shabbos, it is usher for the entire Shabbos except Bittul Rishus. The only exception is where two people are in a courtyard and they did not make an Erev Chatzeros, and now one wants to be vatos rishus to the other one, that is allowed. That is the one exception. But the Braisa does not give the exception of the Yoresh. So what does that mean? That Yoresh is included in the general rule that a Yoresh cannot be Mavato the Rishus, and that is the question of Rav Nachman, who held that a Yoresh can be Mavato his Rishus. So the Gemara says, Eim Achus mitoras bitl Rishus. Now, so don't read the Brisa to say only someone is Mavato his Rishus, but the concept, the Torah, anyone who shayach to be Mavato his Rishus, meaning what? A person who forgot to make an Eruv, and he is Mavato his Rishus, or he died, and the Yoresh who stands in his place, then in that case, you can be Mavato Rishus on Shabbos, and therefore you can read this Brisa that it's not inconsistent with Rav Nachman's position. We're going to try another challenge on Rav Nachman. Rav Na'esve, Echad Mimnei Chatzer Shemes, V'niach Rishusa L'Echad Min Hashuk. Okay, so let's say one of the people of the courtyard who died, and he leaves his Rishus to just another guy in the street, someone who doesn't live in the Chatzer. So he didn't make an Eruv with them. Okay, so mi ba'od yom oser. So if the person died before Shabbos, and so then in this situation, the Eruv does not, right, there is no Eruv, right, because the person who was Zoche, who basically got the person who Yarshined it, right, so he's someone who lives somewhere else, so now he becomes part of the Chatzer, he never made an Eruv. Oser, he asers other people from carrying in the Chatzer. Why? Because, you know, he never made an Eruv with anyone else. However, Mishecha Shecha, if, let's say, the person died after Shabbos began, so at the onset of Shabbos, there was a really good Eruv Chatzeros with all the people of the Chatzer. So now, one guy died, and someone else inherits this area. He never made a Chatzer. But that's Edo Oser. He does not Oser everyone else to use the Chatzer. Why? Because at the onset of Shabbos, it was permitted. There was a bona fide Eruv Chatzeros at the onset of Shabbos. And even though the Ma'arev died at the onset of Shabbos, so since the beginning of Shabbos, it was permitted. So then it's permitted for the whole Shabbos. Ve'echad min ha'shuk shemes. And let's say if one person from the shuk, let's say a person who lives in the Chatzer, who has a dira in the Chatzer. Sorry, he doesn't live in the Chatzer. He owns a house in the Chatzer, but he doesn't live there. And he didn't make an heir with everyone else. So let's say he died. V'niach reshuso le'echad b'nei Chatzer. And he bequeaths his rights, and he gives over his rights, go over to someone who was in the Chatzer, who did make an Eruv for all of his Rishus. So then, mi ba'od yom eino oser. So what happens, right? Reuven lived, right? He never made an Eruv with everyone else, because he doesn't live there. He owns a house there, but he never lives there. So what happened? He died. And he gives it over, his Rishus, to one of Bnei Chatzer, who was Ma'arif his Rishus, before Shabbos, so we're good. So then the Yoresh, the one who inherited it, doesn't aser the Shimush, the other people, to use the Chatzer. Why? Because the Yoresh inheritor inherited the property before Shabbos, and he made an error with everyone, and therefore at the beginning of Shabbos, so it was good. However, Mishecha Shecha, if the person died after it was dark, Oser, then the Yoresh asers use on everyone else. Why? Because the person who died did not live in the Chatzer, and he did not make an Eruv, and the Yoresh basically is Zoche, and he gets the right to the house only after the time of the Eruv began. And then what happened at the time that the Eruv should begin, then I guess the Rashba writes, the fact that the Yoresh made an Eruv, you know, beforehand, that doesn't help to deal with the property that he inherited. Because at the onset of Shabbos, which is the time when the Eruv, begins, he was not Zochet the property. So now you have a situation where what? You have a situation where at the onset of Shabbos, you have property, right? At the onset of Shabbos, someone dies, and then there was no Eruv Chatzeros made for that property. And we say, therefore, everyone is Aser. And Gemara says, my Aser, why is the Yoresh Aser everyone? Livatel. Simply be Mevatel, your Rishus, to everyone else who did make an Eruv, and this will allow everyone else to use the courtyard. Because according to you, Rav Nachman, the Yoresh could be Mevatel his Rishus, even on Shabbos, he got the property. So the Gemara says, my Oser nami dikatani ach yevatel. So when the Brisa says that, again, if I'm living in the Chatzer and I inherit property after Shabbos begins, when the Brisa says that I now do not allow anyone else to carry in the Chatzer because now there's property and someone owns the property and he lives in the Chatzer, he didn't make an Eruv. When it says that I'm Oseret, I forbid everyone, I'm only Oseret until I am Mevatel my Rishus. So again, right, today's daf, just summary, we're a lot back and forth, but there are really two different points from today's daf. Point number one, the debate between Abaye and Rava as to whether when you're Mevatel your Rishus, you have to Mevatel to each and every one or just one of them. And they went through this long brisa to try to explain both positions according to that brisa and what's needed, what's not needed from the brisa, what's extra, what's the chiddush. And then we have this other debate about whether a yoresh can be mevatel on Shabbos. That's the debate between Rav Nachman and others who are trying to challenge him so far from two brisos. Okay, that's it today. Tomorrow we'll reconvene at